Hello ladies and happy Wednesday. Welcome back to Live a Well-Designed Life with Kiran podcast show. If you followed my stories last week, you may have noticed my announcement that Design the Lifestyle You Desire podcast is now Live a Well-Designed Life with Kiran. So let's get started. On today's show, I'm going to talk about autumn, my soulmate season, and how to stay balanced during a seasonal change. We are 1 week into autumn. You may have noticed the beauty around you, the leaves turning yellow, red, brown. You may also notice going through a physical and emotional transition. I know I have. As you may know, autumn can affect your health, mood, energy levels, and biological rhythm. That's why it's essential to keep yourself grounded and get in touch with our body and the nature that's around us. If you have been following me on Instagram, you can see that apart from being a life coach and a mindfulness coach, I'm also an interior designer. And what I tend to do every season is to change my interiors. I change my home according to whatever season we are getting into. I think towards end of August, no, 1st of September, I decided to change my home with autumn colours. And this year I went all burnt oranges, terracotta, earthy colour tones. So I changed out my living room, only cushions, some blankets, bought some pumpkins, scented candles with autumn fragrance. I changed out my wardrobe from blush pinks to burnt oranges again. So I think it's really important that you try to bring the outdoors in to be able to connect to the seasons. You know, when you live with the seasons, you're more mindful, you appreciate things more, you see things more. So one of the biggest things I do every season is just that I change everything in my life according to season, just to live more mindfully and appreciate the season we're in. Again, which comes down to mindful living, which we don't necessarily tend to always do. We just rush through with our agendas, to-do lists, and so on, and forget to live in the moment, to enjoy the beauty around us. It was 1st of October yesterday. I do not know where this year went. But then again, October is my favorite month. It's my birthday month. And autumn has always been my favorite season. That's the season when I feel connected, grounded, myself. I just feel I'm in tune with the universe. If you want to start somewhere, start with, you know, your surroundings, your environment, your home, your clothes, your skincare. You know, that's your home is where your heart is. Your home is where you spend most of the time apart from work. So, you know, do redecorate your home. You know, bring out your autumn wardrobe. Get all snuggled up, get out your favorite teas and coffees. I love Beanie's pumpkin spice latte. It's really, really nice. But yeah, you know, take out a piece of paper and write down all the things you would like to do and experience this season. You know, maybe just go for a long walk and see the autumn leaves around you. You know, go for a hike, go for a tea, coffee, go for outdoor cinema while it's still sunny outside. You know, so many things you can still do. But please do, you know, enjoy this season. Before we know, it's going to be winter, the Christmas is going to be here, and it's New Year. That being said, I'm now going to share with you my top four steps, actually, to stay balanced during the changes of the seasons. So, step one is to stay ahead of the cold. Eating lots of different veggies is great for gut health and therefore your immune system. Cooked foods are key to keeping your digestive system balanced during the colder weather, so start roasting veggies and making stews. I became a vegetarian back in May, June, and you know, I have never looked back. When I think about my mum used to want to become a vegetarian like about 20, 25 years ago. And at that time, it's all other Indian food or salads. There was nothing, not much options out there. But now, since I became a vegetarian, you know, I'm really proud I managed, because I've always been a very kind of heavy meat eater, so I never saw myself, you know, becoming vegetarian. But yeah, becoming vegetarian has been life-changing, and I have cooked so many different recipes which I never ever thought I would. I have eaten so many different vegetables which I never in my lifetime would actually eat if I ate meat. I'm more experimental. I cook with seasonal fruit and veg, and it's just delicious. I went to Norway in the summer holidays, and my brother was like, well, I'm going to make sure, I'm going to make you eat meat this time. I said, you know what, I'm a vegetarian, so I'd really appreciate if you could, you know, just let me be. That being said, I think he tried once or twice, didn't push me, but tried. I said, I'm sorry, I don't want to. But every time I made my vegetarian meals, I saw everyone flocking around me, and everyone wanted to taste my food, and they want to eat it. And my brother would say, I can be a food bin if you want, you know. So if you don't want to eat my, finish your food, just give it to me. So yeah, you know, eating your vegetables, seasonal, especially seasonal, they got more nourishment, nutrition. You know, it will do wonder for you during the season. There's one thing in particular I love. This is Indian dish, and I'm not much of an Indian. I'm not a triple Indian. I'm more Norwegian and British, I would say. But Indian saag is like spinach and kale, and as one more green vegetable, it's like a stew. I love saag with naan bread and butter. It's so, so nice. Another thing I also drink when it's autumn is turmeric milk with cinnamon and stuff at night time before I go to bed. It's so good and nourishing. It's so good for the soul, and it's so good for your body. So do try it out. Step 2 is keeping yourself grounded. When we try to adjust to the changing season, we are often looking for ways to connect to our body and regain our balance. Try to fine-tune your daily schedule and reconnect with your rhythm. This you can do in so many ways. For me, reconnecting and feeling grounded is when I'm out in nature. So when I go for long walks, you know, I see the leaves, I see the river, I see the canal, I hear the birds, you know, it's everything. It just makes me feel so grounded when I'm out and about in nature. When I listen to music, especially indie folk music, I love indie folk music. It just makes me feel on a whole different level. Food, again, you know, when I'm cook mindfully and I eat mindfully, it's, you know, it's just on a whole, I feel nourished on a whole new level. And another ritual I always have after dinner is my cup of tea. So lately I'm obsessed with cardamom tea. It's a warm, you know, spice, and it's just so good and nourishing. You know, when I had the first sip of tea, and you know, it goes down your body, it just feels so heartwarming. So you need to find, you know, whatever rituals, whatever things you do which you rush through, try to do it mindfully and try to connect with yourself and feel it, sense it, use all your senses. It will make a massive difference in how you see your day. You know, some people do yoga. I would love to be one of those people who do yoga and stuff and meditation. You know, I'm into it sometimes now and then, but not too much. I think, again, this is something I need to work on. We all are work in progress. So, you know, life is a never-ending school, isn't it? Step 3, lighten up. Autumn doesn't mean you have to stay inside all day. It's actually better not to. Daylight positively affects your energy and serotonin levels. So get your daily dose of light from the best source, the sun, even if you can't directly see it. Take a walk in nature. It really helps with that. And it's a great alternative to doing yoga when you want to feel more grounded. And it's a favorite quote of mine. As you embrace the beauty of nature's bounty, reflect on your own connection to nature and move in harmony with rhythm as the seasons change. And I think this is why especially autumn, it, you know, that's when I feel most connected, most grounded to myself, and to everything I am. I guess because it's my birthday month, you know, it's just the seasons in between too hot, too cold. I love laying up, I love the snuggles. I do create an ambience at home, like daylight, yeah. I try to be out and about as much as I can. But when it's rainy, I do stay inside. I'm guilty there. Even though, you know, when I moved to the UK, a friend of mine said, all you need in UK is an umbrella. Nothing else. You have an umbrella, you got everything. And I think that's the truth. And a Norwegian saying is, because I was born in Norway, it's never bad weather. It depends how you're dressed. So, you know, if you think the weather is bad when you're outside, you're obviously not wearing the right gear. So it's important that you actually have, you know, you adapt your wardrobe according to the season so you can go and enjoy it fully outside. Right now, actually, I'm recording this podcast from my bed and I can see the sun is out and I can hear the birds tweeting. Maybe you can too. And I'm actually going to go for a walk later. But yeah, you know what? As much as time you can spend outside, regardless if it's raining, enjoy every season. You know, still enjoy it. You know, it's priceless. It's simply priceless. Just to be out, you know, even for a few minutes, take that deep breath and, you know, inhale, exhale, see the sun, hear the birds. You know, it's priceless, like I said. It's just, you know, I was actually visualizing doing that right now. But yeah, you know, spend as much as time you can outside. Or at least, you know, open the curtains, open windows, get the fresh air in. And in the evening, you know, create that relaxing ambience. So I have my fairy lights in my living room, plus a few table lamps and floor lamps. I never use my ceiling light. It's just too bright for my eyes. And then put on some autumn scented candles. You know, get all snuggled up, get your book, and get a cup of tea, a cup of coffee, a glass of wine, whatever you need, but make it yours. Last but not least, step number 4, trying to let go. Autumn can leave us feeling slightly melancholic from time to time. So while reflecting on your personal connection to nature and the change of the season, a next step might be to pay attention to your mood. Consider picking up your journal and writing down what is going on inside. Do you have any emotions that have been lingering below the surface, waiting to be acknowledged or to be released? See if you feel ready to let go of emotions that no longer serve you as you enter the new season. Journaling is something I was not into years ago. I didn't even know what it was. But for the last 2-3 years, I've had pretty consistent journaling practice, and you know, I feel incomplete when I don't write down my thoughts. I have a mind dump next to my bed. That's the book everything goes in before I go to bed, and then in the morning I'll read up and see if the things I wrote down does actually make sense or is just random thoughts in my head. But journaling in itself, again, it's life-changing, you know, to get your thoughts down on paper, to see it. Because when you see things, it just makes it more real. And sometimes we keep walking around with thoughts and things we need to do. And, you know, beliefs we think, you know, we believe about ourselves, which not necessarily aren't even ours. They are passed on by other people in our life. And it's, you know, it's life is a journey, and I think it's really important to, you know, write down all the feelings, all the thoughts you have about yourself, getting to know yourself on a whole new level. I came across this quote by Aristotle, and it's, knowing yourself is the greatest beginning of wisdom. No, sorry. It says, knowing yourself is the beginning of all wisdom. And that quote really hit home with me. And you know, I've been a self-discovery journey for the last 4 or 5 years. And every time or every year I see how much I've grown from what I thought I want and needed to what I know what I want to need. So if you follow me on Instagram again, I put up my stories a while ago that I was brought up with the belief that the more you have, the more things you have, the happier you would be. Last year, year before that, it really hit home that, you know, that's so wrong. So over the years, obviously, we did believe that the more you have, the happier you would be. I would pile up on things. I was never a messy person, still very organized, but I still had a lot of stuff. Only to realize with time, when I coached myself and I went through my little self-discovery journey, I realized that the things I have, they don't bring me joy. I just have them for the sake of it. So that's when I started my decluttering journey, and I got rid of loads. And I still do. So the first couple of years, I literally, you know, went through everything I had. Clothes from my brother's wedding, from my younger days, you know, holding on to memories just for the sake of it. So yeah, I got rid of loads of things, sold them, most of them gave to charity because I didn't want to throw them away. They were brand new things I just bought. But slowly I came to that phase or that level where I was happy with everything I had, and that was the most crucial thing for me, to, you know, surround myself with all my things that I loved. You know, normally they say, you know, you surround yourself with positive people. Sometimes when you work from home, that's not necessarily a possibility. So I say surround yourself with positive things, the things that brings you joy, things that brings you happiness, things that inspires you, motivates you, you know, feel you're content. So I kind of, you know, gone through a phase for the last couple of years, decluttered my entire house. And my life, my digital space, you name it, everything is decluttered. I'm not a minimalist, I still got things, but I'm only having those things I really love. So, you know, once you kind of get into that phase of letting go of things that don't serve you anymore, you know, again, it'll be life-changing. You will see and feel and think so much differently. It is autumn, and I think it's time for autumn clean. I do this so-called seasonal clean, you know, beginning of every season or end of every season. And so end of spring, end of summer, I decluttered everything, put all my summer clothes away. I realized the clothes I didn't wear, and I knew I was not going to wear it next year. I took them out. Same with the makeup. Yeah, I have a very minimalist makeup kit. Very basics. I don't wear that much makeup. Same with foods, you know. Food should be seasonal as well, because that's when they're more nourishing. Your home. Again, the more you have your home connected to the season, it makes you live more mindfully, and it makes you feel more connected and grounded. And that is what life is all about feeling grounded and connected to who you are, to nature, to what matters. So, this is it for today. It's quite a long podcast, actually. I don't even think I ever recorded this long podcast before. I always keep them kind of short and sweet with a powerful message. So, but hopefully this was more like a chat podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. Please do leave a review on iTunes, you know, and where else am I? SoundCloud, Spotify, and so on. You know, I would love for you to connect with me on Instagram, at Design the Life You Desire. And please do check out my website, kirinsingh.net, and Design the Life You Desire.com. Until next time, take care and bye for now.